Chapter 27, Reverence. Never wouldst thou have made anything, if thou hadst not loved it. Wisdom 11:24. In all creation, in all eternity, in all the realms of your infinite being, the most wonderful fact is that which is stressed in the first chapter of this book. You are God. You are the I am that I am. You are consciousness. You are the Creator. This is the mystery. This is the great secret known by the seers, prophets, and mystics throughout the ages. This is the truth that you can never know intellectually. Who is this you? That it is you, John Jones or Mary Smith, is absurd. It is the consciousness which knows that you are John Jones or Mary Smith. It is your greater self, your deeper self, your infinite being. Call it what you will, the important thing is that it is within you. It is you. It is your world. It is this fact that underlies the immutable law of assumption. It is upon this fact that your very existence is built. It is this fact that is the foundation of every chapter of this book. No, you cannot know this intellectually. You cannot debate it. You cannot substantiate it. You can only feel it. You can only be aware of it. Becoming aware of it, one great emotion permeates your being. You live with a perpetual feeling of reverence. The knowledge that your Creator is the very self of yourself and never would have made you had He not loved you must fill your heart with devotion, yes, with adoration. One knowing glimpse of the world about you at a single instant of time is sufficient to fill you with profound awe and a feeling of worship. It is when your feeling of reverence is most intense that you are closest to God, and when you are closest to God, your life is richest. Our deepest feelings are precisely those we are least able to express, and even the act of adoration, silence, is our highest praise. End of chapter, end of book. This audio presentation of The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard has been brought to you by AudioEnlightenment.com and has been recorded for the exclusive use of Audio Enlightenment members only. If you have received this audio from any website other than our own, please visit our website and let us know at your convenience.